with the forecast the way it is, the game does look in doubt, but we'll prepare, you know, for the game to be on until we get told otherwise, and we'll prepare, you know, for a good game.
I suppose it's no different to being away from home and waiting for the shout as you did for your cup replay at Oxford a few weeks ago. You've just got to carry on as normal, haven't you?
Yes, correct. You've got to just go ahead as though the game's going to get planned. You know, the players must prepare for the game to go ahead, obviously, in case it actually does, which is what we'll be doing for the next couple of days.
How's this week been? Because obviously you're a real disappointment at the weekend, but you've had another 3 weeks to work on a few things. Has it been difficult with the conditions and the training facilities again?
Yes, it has. The weather's kind of dictated what we can and can't do, which is frustrating at times. You know, especially like you say, after the weekend result, you know, we wanted to get out on the training ground as quick as we can and work on quite a few things. So, you know, we've kind of been limited in that aspect, as I'm sure quite a number of other people are. So, you know, it's something we've had to deal with, and, you know, we'll just get on with it.
Is it as much about getting them ready mentally and getting the mindset right as it is about getting them physically right and going through the football side of things at the minute?
I think so, yeah. With the young group we've got, you know, mentally, coming past Christmas now, you know, a few of them haven't played in the league. It's the first time they've been playing league football, so mentally I think it's important you look after them. You know, physically they'll be fine because they're a young group, but I certainly agree with you that mentally, that we, you know, it's something we are conscious of, and you know, we try and help a few on a day-to-day basis.
I spoke to Paul Stevenson after the game at Aldershot. He said that a few needed to man up, was the phrase he used. I know he's a straight talker. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. You know, when you're in a difficult situation, the easiest thing is to kind of, you know, point the finger or do the opposite. But you know, we're lucky in a sense, you know, with the staff and the group of players we've got, that everybody sticks together, everybody will help each other, and like you've just said, the phrase, you know, everybody needs to be a man, and they need to be a man very quickly, because you know, football spits you up and chews you up and spits you out as soon as it can, so you know, you're fully aware of that, especially if you've been in the game, you know, a long time. And it's the message that, you know, I did put across to the lads after the game. You know, you must be careful, you must address situations quickly and, you know, and tackle them as soon as you can.
Are you acutely aware of at this time of the season getting sucked into that bottom part of the table? I'm thinking of a team like Macclesfield last season who were mid-table in January and ended up getting relegated. Is this almost the time when you've got to get those points on the board to avoid that scrap at the end of the season?
I think most teams will be thinking that, you know, that every team in the bottom 12, so to speak, will be thinking that, you know, you look the other way, and I think, you know, you're two or three wins off a good kind of promotion chase for the playoffs, but then obviously you look behind you and again you're two or three games off the opposite. You know, there'll be a good number of managers, a good number of teams assessing where they are and addressing safety first, and that's exactly what we are doing at the minute. Trying to add personnel on a day-to-day basis, and we're trying to encourage and kind of educate the lads we've got in at the minute, and work very hard, which they are doing.
How fierce is the competition during this window to actually bring those players in? Because most of the teams at the top and most at the bottom will all be wanting to strengthen, won't they?
Yes, everybody's looking for the same thing. You know, your agents, numerous agents every day, every minute of every day on the phone promising this, that and the other, you know, speak to other managers and they're wanting the same things. So it's my job to work hard. It's no secret, I've said in previous kind of interviews, we have got the smallest budget and we work on a shoestring, but, you know, that's my job to make it work. You know, at the minute, we're trying to compete and get players in, you know, with other teams, and, you know, it's proving difficult.